This is In Demand. I'm Alex James for the very first time. Welcoming B.O.B. to the show. Yo, sir, how are you?
Yeah. How you feeling, man?
I'm really, really good. We've got a lot to talk about. So my question, B.O.B., tonight, are you ready to be in demand?
I am ready, man.
This is the In Demand podcast.
This is In Demand, B.O.B. on the show tonight. So, dude, we've got so much to talk about. First time we've ever chatted, so hello and welcome and stuff like that. Before we talk about the new stuff, I just want to go back to the adventures of Bobby Ray a little bit.
Let's do it.
How on earth did you manage to create this incredible piece of music? Nothing on you, airplanes, magic. Dude, what goes on in your head?
But you know, as a kid, man, I had a very active personality. and luckily for me, I found a great avenue to fuel all of that energy into. And that was my first statement to the world. That was my first intro, my first handshake. Hey, how you doing? This is what I do.
And what an intro it was. And did Airplanes Part 2, everyone knows Airplanes, massive radio smash. We still play it. But Part 2, people should go and check out. Because actually, your verses on that, your rap on that is incredible, and one of Eminem's finest featuring moments as well. It's so brilliant.
I'm not gonna lie. You know, like the first time I heard that verse, I couldn't help but just crack a smile when I first heard it. Like, damn, man, this is really happening.
I still get shivers down my spine every time I listen to that and I hear him come in underneath you.
Yeah, man, it's crazy.
It's just brilliant. So as a kid, were you pretty musical growing up then? Were you just kind of, have these things just been burning inside you for years and years and years?
Definitely. But, you know, at first, when I was, you know, rapping, walking around the house with a rap book, around that age when you start thinking you're grown, you're like 13, 14.
And you think that you're the big, big thing at that moment.
Oh, yeah, you? Man. I was like, man, I could take anybody in this house.
So brand new tune is so good. And it is literally so good. you've teamed up with Ryan Tedder, the genius. I love Tedder so much.
Oh, yeah, man. Amazing musician.
He is incredible. He's just just brilliant.
I mean, so, working with him, you're just like, is he? You can't believe he's that good.
And people forget the kind of stuff that he's created in the past and the hits that he's written and produced. So how did that team up come about in the first place?
Well, it actually is funny because I actually walked into a studio and the song was playing and I was like, yo, I gotta rap on that. Like, I need to put a verse, you know, I need to get on that. And like, from there and then, we just kept producing songs. And because both of us have a musical understanding and how to build songs, the chemistry is just natural and it just kind of happens. And that's how we ended up with three tracks on the album, actually.
Oh, has he done three in total?
Yeah, man.
God, you can't keep him away. Once
I haven't told anybody that. So you got the inside scoop.
But we know that Taylor Swift is on board as well.
She's down with the hustle gang.
Do you think this is kind of the future for Taylor? Is she gonna be appearing on many of your records in the future? Did you work well together?
Yeah, you know, I feel like the chemistry with Taylor was natural. You know, I think actually performing with her, she's just real. She's real genuine. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's not. You can tell she's in it for the right reasons.
Yeah. Is Eminem back on the new album as well?
Man, I can neither confirm nor deny such allegations.
We'll wait to find out on that one. Right, loads more to go through, dude. We're going to take the showbiz test with you very soon. But first, brand new song, B.O.B., The Radio Is Yours. Introduce it for us.
Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I introduce to you So Good.
This is In Demand, B.O.B. on the show tonight. So, dude, we've got so much to talk about. First time we've ever chatted, so hello and welcome and stuff like that. Before we talk about the new stuff, I just want to go back to the adventures of Bobby Ray a little bit.
Let's do it.
How on earth did you manage to create this incredible piece of music? Nothing on you, airplanes, magic. Dude, what goes on in your head?
But you know, as a kid, man, I had a very active personality. and luckily for me, I found a great avenue to fuel all of that energy into. And that was my first statement to the world. That was my first intro, my first handshake. Hey, how you doing? This is what I do.
And what an intro it was. And did Airplanes Part 2, everyone knows Airplanes, massive radio smash. We still play it. But Part 2, people should go and check out. Because actually, your verses on that, your rap on that is incredible. And one of Eminem's finest featuring moments as well. It's so brilliant.
I'm not going to lie. You know, like the first time I heard that verse, I couldn't help but just crack a smile when I first heard it. Like, damn, man, this is really happening.
I still get shivers down my spine every time I listen to that and I hear him come in underneath you.
Yeah, man, it's crazy.
It's just brilliant. So as a kid, were you pretty musical growing up then? Were you just kind of, have these things just been burning inside you for years and years and years?
Definitely. But, you know, at first when I was, you know, rapping, walking around the house with a rap book, around that age when you start thinking you're grown, you're like 13, 14.
And you think that you're the big, big thing at that moment.
Oh, yeah, man. I was like, man, I could take anybody in this house.
So Brand New Tune is so good. And it is literally so good. you've teamed up with Ryan Tedder, the genius. I love Tedder so much.
Oh, yeah, man. Amazing musician.
He is incredible. He's just Definitely. Just brilliant.
I mean, so, working with him, you're just like, is he? You can't believe he's that good.
And people forget the kind of stuff that he's created in the past and the hits that he's written and produced. So how did that team up come about in the first place?
Well, it actually is funny because I actually walked into a studio and the song was playing and I was like, yo, I gotta rap on that. Like, I need to put a verse, you know, I need to get on that. And like, from there and then we just kept producing songs. And because both of us have a musical understanding and how to build songs, the chemistry is just natural and it just kind of happens. And that's how we ended up with three tracks on the album, actually.
Oh, has he done three in total?
Yeah, man.
God, you can't keep him away. Once he's in the door.
I haven't told anybody that, so you got the inside scoop.
But we know that Taylor Swift is on board as well.
She's down with the hustle gang.
Do you think this is kind of the future for Taylor? Is she going to be appearing on many of your records in the future? Did you work well together?
Yeah, you know, I feel like the chemistry with Taylor was natural. You know, I think actually performing with her, she's just real. She's real genuine, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's not, you can tell she's in it for the right reasons.
Yeah. Is Eminem back on the new album as well?
Man, I can neither confirm nor deny such allegations.
We'll wait to find out on that one. Right, loads more to go through, dude. We're going to take the showbiz test with you very soon. But first, brand new song, B.O.B., The Radio Is Yours. Introduce it for us.
Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I introduce to you So Good.
The In Demand Podcast.
This is In Demand. I'm Alex James. Tonight, joined by Chidi and Noah, a.k.a. Chidi Bang. Welcome back.
What's up, Alex?
It's been too long.
It's been a crazy, crazy long time.
It's been a minute and a half.
All right, so let's talk about Ray Charles. What a tune.
Thank you.
The first time it was played to us. And the beauty of it is, and I think what's probably done you a favour to a certain extent, is the success of CeeLo and also Lloyd on UK commercial radio.
Yeah.
Lloyd. Oh, I mean, I know CeeLo, but I didn't know Lloyd was having...
Lloyd, to break it down.
The feeling of dedication to my ex also kind of lent itself to that CeeLo vibe. It's kind of like the transition between the two.
Well, you guys are always on a much more soulful tip than the United States of.
There's a slight resentment there.
Yeah, it's true. No,
that's fine.
I mean,
be honest. Tell us what it's like over there.
It's good. No, we go into stations and we play them Ray Charles and like, oh, this is cool. I'm a little bit confused, but this is cool. We play it over here and it's like, man, that's sick. You're sick, man. Now, oh yeah, Ray Charles. You know, so it's like the reaction over here has been really sick.
So has it been a struggle in America?
No, it's not been a struggle. I just think. Right now, no one can sell any albums because Adele's just messing it up for everyone.
God damn.
She's selling like 700,000 albums a week every
week.
It's
ridiculous. There is no stopping it. But the beauty of the song, again, Ray Charles, was that it was completely different to Opposite of Adults as well.
I mean, it's been a while, I think. You know, musically, we just wanted to explore and take it in a different place. And we sort of looked up to like people like Kanye West and Jay-Z with their song Otis.
There was a moment where Otis was... Oh, it wasn't just every day.
We're driving around the radio stations and we'll hear it, and it's so soulful.
Like, man, if they can make something with just a piano loop and drums, why can't we make something with the piano? So this was kind of our like last ditch attempt at the end of the record to make one or two more songs, and we never thought the label was gonna be like, yeah, that's the one, that's the.
But we thought all the other songs were.
We were like, yo, listen to our 10-minute space rap opera, you know, but. It was Ray Charles, that was the one.
And what's the general feel to the album then? So people who've heard Opposite of Adults and also Ray Charles, are they going to be surprised by what else is on there?
I think so. Ray Charles is definitely not representative of the rest of the album. The rest of the album is very kind of like layered, upbeat, kind of synthy arena rap, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, okay, so it's a bit of everything.
Yeah, it's a bit of everything.
But we're not going into sort of LMFAO territory. You boys aren't.
No,
sort of,
no,
it's
no.
It's not like a massive kind
When we
of...
say synthy rap, we don't mean like LMFAO. We just mean like normal.
You're not party rocking.
Normal. We're not.
Let's play the song. Loads more to talk about. Guys, introduce Ray Charles on the radio now.
This right here is Chitty Bang. Ray Charles off that album Breakfast. Yeah.
This is In Demand. In Demand.
This is In Demand tonight with Chitty Bang still on the show. All right, let's talk about these world records that you've been saying.
Uh-oh.
Let's do it.
How did this come about? And well, I've got them in front of me, but you need to tell me what they are.
Man, world record. Longest continuous rap, and I think longest marathon rap.
I've got longest freestyle rap.
Longest freestyle rap, yeah.
Okay, which then also simultaneously broke the longest marathon rap.
Yes.
Did you just wake up one morning, dude, and just go, do you know what? Today I'll break a blooming record.
Nah, it wasn't even like that. It was our manager. He's like, you know, we need to do something to sort of stay relevant out in the public eye, because at the time we hadn't put out any tracks.
Yeah.
And MTV was launching this online music award show that was going to be their inaugural launch, like their first ever online music award show
like,
in history.
You can't do it. We bet you can.
They're like, you want to take an attempt at a world record, like on our online music award show. We know you can freestyle. Why don't you try to break the world record, like, live, and we'll stream it and we'll get people involved. I said, how long is it going to be? They said, over 9 hours. I was like,
you're joking.
Yeah, I'm serious. No joke.
What?
Over nine hours.
Well, I didn't read that much about it.
Yeah. 9 hours.
Learn something new.
9 hours, 18 minutes, and 22 seconds of rapping.
Yes. Cry. And I was like...
Different moments, more quality than others.
Chitty, would you rather do that again or run an actual marathon?
Man, I'll probably do the actual marathon. I think I'm done.
Is it in the book? Have you seen it in the book?
I have not seen it in the book, but okay. I've seen it on two plaques that have the Guinness... Simple.
We gotta get that next edition of the book. Where's the book? Yeah.
Should be in the one that's out now.
Let's get it.
If they're listening now, they need to send you a copy of the book.
Yeah, they need to send
it. Is it the kind of book you had as a kid? Because it's kind of, it's like a UK tradition when you grow up, you get the Guinness Book of Records every year.
Ah, see, for I
that's
think,
a UK tradition.
Yeah, it's for, I think a bit for of a weird Christmas present.
And here. I'm in there.
Well, we used to have a TV show called Record Breakers over here, which was people every. It was on children's TV.
Oh my god!
And it was on for years, and it was just every week was just new people breaking new crazy records.
You guys and your television is a whole nother horrible, horrible.
You
topic
don't like
of
British
code.
TV, no.
It's not that I don't like it.
You guys got Geordie Shore?
Yeah.
You guys got a...
yeah, no, first of all, we feel bad because that's,
yeah,
kind, of that's, yeah, yeah, that's kind of our television. Yeah, that's kind of our television coming
is,
in. And
what's the most popular show right now in the whole UK? Number one, ratings, all of that. Everybody's
that
watching. Besides...
X-Factor's not on at the moment, so... Yeah. Probably, well, EastEnders always does well every single week.
Still.
It's a standard.
I tried to follow the plot of that once, didn't make any sense. Nah. It was like, so her sister's baby is stealing by this one, and his cousin's trying to. I was like, this is ridiculous. I watched 15 minutes and I couldn't understand what
you
was going on. Everyone just
them.
Looks really sad and angry all the time right now. So, like,
The album is out now. That's Breakfast.
Yes, sir.
What will be the next single? Do we know yet?
I would like it to be Talking to Myself, but I think the next single will be Manners. I'm not sure.
Manners is next.
Yes.
Manners right. is next.
Yeah. Thank you for coming to see
no
us.
No problem.
Chitty Bang, thank you.
Yeah.
Make sure you subscribe and get the best of the guests every weekend.
This is In Demand. I'm Alex James tonight in the presence of greatness. Quite nervous about this chap, actually. Never spoken to him before. Musical royalty. Usher, hello.
What up, man? How are you?
All right, dude. Are you going to give me a hard time or are we going to be good?
Nah, I'm not going to give you crap.
Are you sure?
I got you, man.
lots to talk about. My question for you, Usher, is are you ready to be In Demand tonight?
Yeah, man. Let's get it.
This is In Demand. I'm Alex James tonight with Usher on the show. Dude, before we start on Climax and the new album, I just want to go back to Without You, which is David Guetta's song in theory, but it still stands as one of my favorite tracks of the last year. Incredible work.
You know what? I'll tell you a quick secret about it. I begged him for it to be mine. No, but...
Do you know what my next question was? Did you have a fight over the song?
Absolutely. But the fight was done before we even started. He told me, he said, no, I got this song, and I want you to know that I want it for my album, and I'll make another one for you. I was like, no, I want this one. He's like, no, Usher, can I give you this record? I'll make another one.
I liked your French accent there. It's very good. Now let's move on to Climax. Maybe not quite what the punters might expect after DJ Got Us Falling in Love and OMG. It's a different direction, right?
Sort of, but you know what, though? Believe it or not, if you stood it next to OMG or either DJ Got Us Falling in Love, it would work because there is an electronic essence that goes in there. Now, those songs are a little bit more pop, I think, more than electronic. But this one, I think this is the type of record that blends with everything, you know?
Is this you trying to almost move music as a whole in a different direction?
Absolutely, or at least new for me, you know? It may not be new for everyone else in terms of the sound. Now, in terms of the soulfulness, definitely, because there's an essence and an element of soulfulness that's in this style of music that you're just not going to get everywhere.
And tell us about the video as well. So the greatest moment about chatting to you today is that you can actually explain it. Or can you explain the video? Because it's a bit confusing.
I think that it's more complicated to imagine what climax means before you have a visual. If you look at the video basically shows you that, yo, how many times and how many different scenarios are there where you feel like you reached the climax in life, where things are just out of control, you know, even if it's internal in your mind, which was this case.
Yeah. Well, it probably says something about my state of mind. I naturally assumed it was about the end of Sexy Time. But
Nah, man.
This is your seventh studio album that you're on now. So how have things changed as you, as a man now? Do you feel like you're a bit of a veteran now? I mean, to a certain extent, you've actually launched the careers of different people now, especially Bieber.
To some of the youth, yeah, you know. But I also feel like a new artist. I feel like I'm competitive just as much as a new artist. But I'm not trying to be, but I've been very fortunate, man. So I do consider myself a young vet. I say a young legend, you know what I'm saying? Young vet. if there's anything, you know?
Yeah, I like that. So what do you do when you kind of, do you give pearls of wisdom to Justin? Do you kind of sit down and go, maybe don't do this, avoid this, kind of be aware of this? That's your job, right?
I mean, like all kids, you can advise them all you want. They're going to make their own decision. And, I mean, you can kind of give them direction. But in music, because I think I have had the type of experience and longevity, I think that there's some validity to what I have to say to him. And he listens a lot of times. But, I mean, he's still a teenager, you know what I mean? He's going to go through life. He's going to go through love. He's going to go through, you know, heartbreak and tumultuous situations. And obviously there's a million and one girls out there waiting to catch him.
Well, we've seen one of them try to do that. We're going to take a little test with you very soon. But first, Usher, introduce your brand new song for us, mate.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is my new record, Climax, right here with Alex James. Yeah, man.
This is the In Demand podcast.
This is In Demand tonight with Usher still on the show. Dude, are you ready to take the showbiz test? We've done this with some of the greats. Britney, Kelly Clarkson, Jed Wood.
How did they do?
Kelly Clarkson did really well with this. Britney, I think, was kind of controlled in her answers. Jed Wood, have you heard of Jed Wood?
No, but what was the response?
They kind of just, they're a little bit bonkers, Jed Wood. They're quite strange human beings, so they didn't really take it that seriously.
Did they have fun with it?
Yeah, they had fun with it. Everyone has fun with it. Don't take it too seriously, man.
But let's go.
We're judging how showbiz you are. What's the best party you've ever been to and why?
The best party I've ever been to was probably one of my own. It was a masquerade. It was, you know, leopards and wolves and all kind of stuff there. It was pretty, pretty magnificent.
What was the occasion?
It was a birthday.
Nice. What car are you driving at the moment, Usher?
I'm actually not driving a car. I'm being driven.
Oh, that is totally showbiz. You are lost in showbiz with that answer. How many bathrooms has your house got?
How many bathrooms does my house have? Okay, let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8.
Shut up.
9. 9 bathrooms.
What?
Yeah.
How do you decide where to go?
You know what's funny? I can't plagiarize this one, and I won't, but Lil Wayne said it best. I got all these bathrooms. You can shit all day.
Have you got TV screens in every single one?
Oddly enough, there's no TVs. It's one TV. It's actually one TV. And,
yeah, of
course there is. In my son's bedroom, but my other Usher, he doesn't have a TV in his room.
Who's the most famous person you've got stored in your mobile phone?
Barack Obama.
Shut up. You actually joking?
Nah.
Wow. This is the best showbiz test we've ever had. Can you text him right now? Just tell him he's cool.
I'm not doing that, Alex. Stop, man.
When was the last time you cried?
I think yesterday.
Was it sad tears or happy tears?
I think it was a happy tear, yeah.
Good. Back in the UK, just overwhelmed with joy, I'm sure.
I got off to the sun, to the sunlight, and cried because I never see the sun here.
Your final question: how much would it cost Usher to get you on the X Factor USA judging panel?
I don't think that I'm going to do that. Not right now. you know, I kind of have a career, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
I
got to continue to support, you know, and I got children, so I got to be there.
So if he came to you with a blank check, you'd consider it? Not now, but in the near future, maybe?
Ooh.
At some point?
I never say never, but I can't say what you just said either.
Okay. Because Simon Cowell has a very big checkbook, it's quite funny.
And he can be definitely persuasive.
Yeah, he is. Those Brits are good at that. Dude, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you.
No doubt about it, man. I have enjoyed it.
Long-
Mr. James, Mr. Alex.
You're an absolute legend. Usher, thank you, man.
This is the In Demand podcast.
This is In Demand. I'm Alex James tonight. Welcoming back the very cool and very suave Far East Movement. Hey, gents, welcome back to the show.
What's up, Alex? Yeah, yeah.
So thank you very much for bringing Dev and that song into our lives.
Oh, thank you very much, man. I mean, it was a lot of fun recording with her and bringing that song out. And, you know, we've had a chance since then to finish up this next album, Dirty Bass, a few tours, you know.
And what other kind of themes are they on this brand new album? Because the first album, well, the album that we had a couple of years ago was pretty eclectic. Are we talking a new direction on this one completely?
Not, well, we've kept the eclecticness, you know. And
good.
But we're really bringing the eclecticness in the collabos this time. You know, we thought, let's take it a step further and introduce new names, new faces. But it's a whole lot of fun. It's that party for everyone. It's with Justin Bieber. And we met actually through Snoop Dogg. And Snoop asked us to come up on stage with him to actually present an award. And the winner was Justin. So, you know, at Snoop Dogg fashion, he said, what's up, nephews? You know, this is Justin Bieber. This is my nephew, Far East Movement, and boom. But, you know, it was very casual in the beginning. It was, hey, you know, when you meet someone, hey, we should work together. And never really thought of it. But a few months down the road, we ended up finally in the studio.
So you did genuinely spend time in the studio with Justin?
Yes.
That's sure. Good, because a lot of this time it's mostly phoned in, isn't it, between two artists, a lot of these collaborations at the moment?
Yeah, we got lucky. You know, living in L.A., we got lucky. We were in the right... He was in town, we were in town, and, you know, the studios are close by. So, you know, just the greatest feeling was finishing the song and playing it and just watching him dance to it.
So Justin was dancing for you in the studio?
No doubt. It's all in the footwork. It's got to be. You know, I'm touring with Red Foo and the Party Rock crew, and they have this dance crew with them called the Quest crew. So we're starting to learn the moves and the dance moves.
I'm hoping for that moment, just like in Back to the Future, where Marty McFly has the hoverboard. I'm hoping at some point we're going to get shoes designed, maybe by Nike, where you can
actually
just pop them on and you just start dancing.
Verman has a pair of those, Marty McFly.
Shut up. You do
yeah,
not.
He does.
Yes, I do. I actually donated some money to the Michael J. Fox Foundation. And
yeah.
I got a pair of Nike mags.
Oh,
Jello videos.
So jealous. I would die for a pair of those high tops. They're amazing. All right, we've got lots more to talk about. Guys, can you introduce the single now, though, and we will play it.
All right, yo, my name is Kev Nish.
Progress.
DJ Verman.
Jay Spliff.
We are the Far East Movement, and this is our new single, Live My Life.
This is In Demand. In Demand.
This is In Demand. I'm Alex James tonight with Far East Movement still on the show. Now, you guys are obviously kind of, you have your finger on the pulse when it comes to what music should sound like in its current form, in popular culture, so to speak. So I'm going to give you some artists who are kind of predominantly owning commercial radio here in the UK at the moment.
Sure.
You give me your verdict on them, their talent, their skills, how much you enjoy their stuff. Let's start with Pitbull. What's Pitbull all about?
Oh,
Pitbull. We actually just put out a song with Pit.
Yeah. On a movie called Project X, you know.
Oh, this is the party movie.
The craziest house party in the history of house parties. But we've kind of made a song that reflects that. It's called Candy. We want to make all them ladies shake their piñatas.
So the verdict on Pitbull is he's the ultimate party shaker, party crasher. And the X is for 10 out of 10. He's the man, yo.
200 G's a show, apparently, to get Pitbull to perform at your party.
As they should. Pay it because it's worth it. We've opened for him a few times, and he brings that energy on stage that you want in your party.
Wow. Up with the fees up.
Yeah.
You should be putting your fees up as well. Flo Rida. What about Flo Rida?
Yay!
Hey! Big fans of Flo Rida.
Yo, he's got hits.
Hits.
It always seems like whenever he puts out a single, it's like a top 10 hit. And the one he's got right now with the feeling
wild
one
ones.
And then
wild
the wild ones.
Wild ones.
Yeah. He's dope.
What I love about Flo Rida is there's no shame with his videos. He just sticks the money right in there. The cars,
yeah.
The girls, the booze, the clubs, the helicopters, the whole lot.
Hey.
I would too. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Go do that, Flo Rida.
All right, let's talk about Chris Brown.
Oh,
Breezy.
Chris
Breezy.
Brown. That's someone that we actually know. We had a song with him that we weren't able to release.
Yeah,
but
why didn't you release your song? What song did you do with him?
Well, the timing wasn't right. It was that moment, was it?
No,
the timing wasn't right as far as his album and our album. And,
I see.
You know, there's always those politics there. But luckily, you know, we're going to get back in again. Can't wait.
Yep.
So his verdict is off the hook. 5,000 thumbs up.
Amazing. And finally, David Guetta.
Oh, David Guetta. There's another person that we've actually worked with as well recently. Dang, all these. So, yeah, we were in the studio with Guetta and, you know, his version of Dirty Bass. So we can't wait. He is one of the nicest dudes in the studio, and he is one of the most loaded. And when I mean loaded, I mean musically loaded people. Oh yeah, he you know when people go, I got a few tracks to play you. You hear like one that you like. When he opens up his laptop and he goes, hey, I got some tracks to play you. Literally, you're just like, I could make my whole album with this guy. So. You know, so much skill. We love him.
This is what it's all about. Guys, it's been a pleasure chatting to you. It's good to have you back in our lives. Hopefully we'll catch up again soon.
Thank you, Alex.
When's the album out?
The album is out May 8th.
Okay, Wicked Forest Movement. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
This is the In Demand podcast.
This is In Demand. I'm Alex James tonight with a hotline to actual America. Louis Tomlinson is on the other end. Hey, dude.
Hi, mate.
How are you?
I'm all right.
All right.
I'm more than all right.
Well, I was going to say, give us the fact. What's the fact? What's the news?
So we kind of got a number one album in America, which is apparently historic, which is phenomenal. Quite surreal, to be honest. Hasn't really sunk in.
More than historic. You're the first UK group ever to score a US number one album with a debut release. So this is for One Direction. Woo!
There we go. Thank you very much.
Totally surreal. And this time last year, mate, we'd not even got a debut single from you guys. How is your head? How are you coping with all this?
I don't know, really. Everything just moves, even right from the start, everything has just moved so quick. You know, when we came over to America, we all had set in our minds that, you know, we would be so happy if we managed to get a top 10 album. You know, now we got the number one, you know, knocking Adele off the spot. Amazing that she's still... playing so many, but I honestly can't believe it.
And it's literally everywhere you go. I mean, the British press are following you like hawks in terms of delivering the news to us here. Everywhere you go, it is hysteria. It is crazy. How are all you boys coping with all this attention? I'm sure it's a terrible, terrible thing, but it must be a bit weird as well.
It's especially weird. Obviously, when we first came over to America, and obviously we'd done most of the promotion in the UK, and to get recognised in America was really weird. But you know, it's nice to have the attention.
How was performing on the Today Show? Obviously, we've seen this video footage. Apparently, 10,000 fans in New York actually shutting down the city for you guys.
That was absolutely crazy. I'd seen live performances before from the Today Show, always thought it was pretty cool, especially the ones they do outside. And, you know, we got the chance to perform outside. And like you say, there was about 10,000 people there. You know, we arrived on a big red London-style bus and we kind of walked through the fans. And God, it was such a buzz. There was a lot of people there.
So 10,000 fans for the Today Show. Crazy hysteria wherever you go. Number one album. How about this brand new TV show you've confirmed with Nickelodeon? Give us the gossip on that. What's the deal?
Funnily enough, I think there must have been some misunderstanding because we are doing the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards, but as far as the TV show goes, we haven't sat down and had that conversation. And to be honest, if it was up to me personally, I just want to focus on the music for now. You know, we've got to get the music right. And to be honest, where all our heads are at the moment is we just want to knuckle down and get the music right. I think there must have been some kind of misunderstanding there.
Okay, so you're setting the record straight. Okay, that's good. So, because I think people can't, because you were touring with Big Time Rush, I think they kind of put you in the same category, didn't they?
Yeah, I think maybe that's what it was. And I saw on Twitter a few, you know, some of the fans were getting a bit worried, but we're going nowhere.
We're going to chat some more. Louis, can you introduce What Makes You Beautiful for us first, and we'll take a little bit of a break?
This is our single, What Makes You Beautiful, by One Direction. Here we go.
This is In Demand. In Demand.
In Demand tonight with Louis Tomlinson from One Direction on the phone in actual America, where the boys today have scored their US number one album. So a round of applause again, because you deserve it. Let's chat about a few more things. The press are making a massive deal out of this battle of the boy bands at the moment, Louis. So it's One Direction versus The Wanted. Is it really as much as a showdown as they're making it out to be? Have you seen the boys at all?
We haven't seen the boys. I've only read in the press what they might have said. But as far as where we stand, I mean, I think it's all pretty silly, to be honest. You know, we are two boy bands, but we actually make quite different music. And we don't sense any rivalry. You know, we're used to doing our thing, and we just want them to do their thing. So, you know, if they are saying what they're saying, then it doesn't really bother us that much, you know.
The fans would get angry with me if we didn't set the record straight on a few things. Are you guys so knackered you've had vitamin injections in your arses?
I don't think it's the fact that they were so knackered. Let me tell you, all the other boys had the vitamin jabs just to... I think it's just like they all wanted them just to... Not because we're knackered, just to kind of stay healthy and stuff. But I refuse to have it because I'm just such a baby with needles. I can't do them. So I was like, I've survived this long without a vitamin jab, so I'll keep battling on.
Okay. Is it true that Harry is dating Kim Kardashian?
What? I have not heard that rumor. No way. That is hilarious.
That is a good one, right?
That is a good one.
Liam has been working out with Twilight's Taylor Lautner.
Who's making these
Seriously,
up?
No, these are all these are all in the news.
No way. No, that's not true either.
And is there any confirmation on a next single release for the UK?
Well, my favourite song off the album is Moments, but I don't know if that'd ever be chosen for a single.
We want you to release I Want. Can you put a word in? Because we really like that one.
Yeah, that I suppose that is a contender. That is there. That is a great song. Great song.
What's the rest of the day got in store for you, Louis? Are you celebrating?
I don't know. I might do a bit of shopping here and there. Might just go to Top Man and just go a bit crazy because there's a Top Man here in New York now, which is great.
It's a big one as well. I've been to that. It's huge.
Yeah, it is. It is.
They love it. Give a shout out to your fans whilst you're on, Louis.
Okay, I just want to say a massive thank you to our fans all over the world. You know, not just because we've got the number one in the US, but you know, also obviously a massive thank you to the UK fans who have stayed with us and, you know, stayed so supportive every day on Twitter and Facebook and things like that. So again, just a massive thank you to them.
And I know one thing: if you say hashtag cabbage right now, it will trend worldwide.
Okay. I've always had a big love for it, so we should try and trend it. Hashtag cabbage.
Much deserved. Give our love to the rest of the boys and go and enjoy your day and celebrate your success. Louis, thank you, man.
Don't forget, the In Demand podcast will update on Friday night. Make sure you subscribed and you'll get the best of the guests every weekend.